This is America Weekend, a new kind of radio because life doesn't stop on the weekends. I am Paul Harris. I'm actually torn about how to introduce my next guest because I've known him for a long time. I could introduce him in kind of the standard way by saying he's been one of America's top touring comedians for more than 30 years. He's a blogger for the Huffington Post. He has a new one-man show called Boomeraging from LSD to OMG that he's doing at the Marsh in San Francisco on Tuesday nights. So that would be the standard way to introduce him. The other way would be to read what he himself wrote for his profile on Twitter. Will Durst, sworn enemy to all tyrants, foreign and domestic, comic, author, columnist, commentator, margarine smuggler, cheeseburger acolyte, and big fan of the First Amendment. Either way, Will, welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, Paul, it's great to hear you, man.
It's great to talk to you again. Did you have a nice 4th of July celebration?
Oh, it was beautiful. We went down to my wife's father's house down in Pacifica, which is just down the road a piece from San Francisco, right on the water. And the people there go crazy with the fireworks. They just go nuts. It was like being in the vortex of fireworks. So we had a great time.
Are these individual pyrotechnic displays, or does the town do it?
These are individual. These are American-made fireworks. These are.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that there's such a thing as American-made fireworks. Did you check the bottom for the Made in China sticker?
Everyone, before it went up. And what was your 4th of July like?
I didn't do much of anything. My daughter was out of town. My wife and I kind of hung around. We're to the point now where fireworks to us mean just going to someplace crowded that it's going to take forever to get out of. And, you know, the oohing and aahing, we're past that. But that's just us.
Yeah, you've done the oohs and the ahs.
Yeah. Tell me about this new show of yours. I actually don't know how you pronounce the name of the show because you squeezed it into one word. It's either Boomer Aging or Boomer Raging, or is it both?
Exactly. It's Boomer Raging, capital R, on the little show. But then the funny part is from LSD to OMG.
Yeah.
And pretty much everybody gets that. It's just me talking about the maturation of the Boomer Nation, you know?
Yep.
It's kind of a celebration. Yeah, so it's 80 minutes. And because last year I did a one-man show and started it on Super Tuesday in February, and I ran all the way until Election Day, and it was about... It was called Elect the Laugh, and it was all about the election. Started out about 70 minutes long, ended up about 2 hours because so much happened last year. It was so fertile and fecund and ripe. And then on November 7th, nobody gave a big furry white butt about Rick Santorum or Michelle Bachmann. And I had all this wonderful material, so I decided to write a show that would be evergreen.
That is part of the problem when you're doing topical material. After the topic goes away, that's the end of that material.
Oh, it was wonderful material. I'm not the only one. Pat Robertson said that the field of Republican candidates was too extreme. Pat Robertson said that, which is like having your drug intervention hosted by Lindsay Lohan. I love that joke, and I can't do it anymore.
But election years are to you what Olympic years are to Bob Costas, right?
Pretty much. And last year was especially ripe. I mean, of course, in 2016... you're going to have an open seat, you know, Hillary and Biden and other Democrats are going to, and then you got Rubio and Christie and the other side. So it's going to be just as good, but I got to do something between now and 2016.
Yeah. Well, the Supreme Court has certainly given you plenty of material. I'm sure there in your hometown of San Francisco, the gay marriage decision of a couple of weeks ago must have been front page, big primetime special news.
Not only that, but he did it the week. I mean, I say he, and I'm talking about Justice Kennedy, of course. He did it the week of gay pride. It was gay pride week, so It was madness here. And of course, it's not Gay Pride Week. It was Gay Pride Week, and now it's LGBT Week, which stands for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender. And pretty soon we're going to throw in anybody who's confused about the whole tab A and the slot B thing.
Now, did you find that any of this was a threat to your long-term marriage?
I still don't understand that argument. How does two people's happiness make me miserable? You know?
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Yep. My wife and I, next month, will be celebrating 30 years together, and at no point in the recent history of the judiciary have I thought, I'm dumping her and getting a guy.
Debbie and I will have 32 years in November.
Wow.
Six of the happiest years of my life. No 2 weeks contiguous.
I love it. When you do most of your material being political, Congress is a great font of material for you. The fact that they took last week off was probably good for America, wasn't it?
I love your attitude, man.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think if they could do the same as the Congress before them, if they could accomplish absolutely nothing, I think America is better off.
Now, you have been talking. You have been talking about politics and politicians for a very, very long time. Can you remember a time when it was this dysfunctional?
Not in my lifetime, but people, you know, they have the history books. Before Wilson's victory, it was pretty ugly. During Taft, it was pretty ugly. Cleveland, you know. The whole yellow journalism thing, people were able to write incendiary stuff. And I remember, I don't remember. I am old, but I'm not that old.
Not that old.
But during the Cleveland administration, Cleveland was accused of fathering a child out of wedlock. And there was a whole movement made up, and they had a slogan. It was, "Ma, Ma, where's my pa?" And then he was elected, and it was rejoined with, "Gone to the White House, ha, ha, ha." So, I mean, and those were nationally known. So, yeah, this stuff happens all the time.
Can you imagine if that happened today, Will? What would happen in our current political and media environment if that accusation were even thrown at a candidate for national office?
Well, we already had descriptions of a president's penis. We know that it bends to the right,
yeah.
According to the testimony. And I remember Dan Rather was so upset because he had to say the word penis on the national news.
Yep.
And he was worried that was going to, you know, just ruin America. It was going to spoil our young, our wee bairns. They survived.
We always survive. We always survive. And we always come back from those sort of things. And so do the politicians, by the way. The guy you're talking about is probably the most famous person in the world right now, and Bill Clinton. And look at what's happening in New York. Anthony Weiner might be the mayor there.
And if you were in politics, wouldn't you choose? I mean, wouldn't you go the Boner Boehner way? I mean, wouldn't you just choose the Weiner? He could have gone with Weiner, which is still a lousy name for a politician, apt for a Democrat, perhaps. But he could have gone with Winner. He could have pronounced it Winner.
Why would you stick with Weiner? You know, are you Oscar Mayer running for office?
The Weiner wagon.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. This one-man show again, it's called Boomeraging, from LSD to OMG. Both of those part of your life, by the way, at some point?
Oh, yeah, way back then. I remember we had something called Orange Sunshine, Peace, Love, and Brotherhood, $2 a hit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so those were odd days. They were aimless days.
As opposed to today, where we know every place we're going and everything we're doing, Will. Come on.
I know, but you were building a backlog of memories, and you were learning through making mistakes and making a lot of mistakes in a row. And now you got to admit, we may not be as fast to dodge danger when it shows up, but we can sure recognize its approach from a way.
Will Durst is online at willdurst.com. His show, Boomeraging from LSD to OMG, is playing at the Marsh in San Francisco, and it's always a great pleasure to have him on the show. I'm Paul Harris, and this is America Weekend. America.